So, Greg, you've got such a wealth of music. How many collections out there, CDs, LPs, all of that, do you have that either are your own or compilations with other people?
I am not sure. I think we've got about 11 CDs on our own. We did two albums with Kim and Reggie Harris, and we're on several notable collections. Smithsonian's monumental collection, American Folk Song, a 20th Century Revival. We are on all three of the collections of the songs of Pete Seeger, one of which, Seeds, the most recent one, was nominated for a Grammy here a couple years ago. We are also on Singing Through the Hard Times, which is the tribute to Utah Phillips, which came out the year before last, and it was nominated for a Grammy Award. And we're on Phil Oakes' collection, songs performed by various artists, called What's That I Hear. There's an organization that was centered out in Montana, organized by the late Walkin' Jim Stoltz, a very dear friend of ours, called Musicians United to Sustain the Environment, and they did three or four different collections, and we're on all of them, and one of them was one that we put together called Songs for the Earth, which was a tribute to Rachel Carson. We're on a few different collections of civil rights songs that were produced by an organization called the Cultural Center for Social Change. A couple of these collections are where we're actually singing with members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee's Freedom Singers, Matthew Jones and Marshall Jones, Wazir Peacock, Emery Harris. Those were a tremendous honor for us to share the stage with those guys who are they're the original guys. They're the civil rights singers who were out there in the trenches, out there on the front lines of the civil rights movement. You know, for us to share the stage with those gentlemen was a tremendous honor. So yeah, we're on a lot of those different things, and so there's lots of recordings. More to come.